This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Mike Evans, author most recently of Atomic Iran, Countdown to Armageddon. He's also considered one of the leading experts on the Middle East crisis. He joins us today to offer his impressions of the president's speech on Afghanistan, as well as news that Iran is pursuing at least 10 more uranium enrichment facilities. And Dr. Evans, thanks so much for being with us, as always.
Glad to be with you, Greg.
Well, the president obviously committed to 30,000 additional forces. At the same time, he said we'll begin withdrawing those and other forces in July of 2011. Some say this shows a commitment to finish what we started. Others say it gives a timetable for the extremists to wait us out. How would you read it?
I think it's a declaration of defeat. The Russians had approximately a 10-year war. They had trained 320,000 Afghans in three divisions. They used interior, security, state, and defense, but they failed and they lost. But they never announced when they were going to leave. Obama's declaration is absolutely absurd. He has just told the Afghans that he wants to train, that he wants to defend the country. In 18 months, you're screwed. In 18 months, we're going to leave you in the hands of radical Islam. And if you're our allies, you're going to die.
What would have been the smarter announcement from the president from your perspective?
Well, the smartest thing the president could do is to obey the law. It's against the law in America to smoke dope, never mind grow opium and heroin. You've got 7,000 tons of drugs, opium and heroin, being grown in Afghanistan, and 1 kilo will buy you 14 Kalashnikovs, Russian machine guns. All terrorism is funded by money. Burn the drug fields to the ground. That's the first thing he needs to do. The second thing he needed to do is fight al-Qaeda. It's not about the Taliban. I don't like the Taliban. Nobody likes the Taliban. But there's a ton of other nut jobs in this world. It's not about nation building. It's not about the Taliban. It's killing al-Qaeda and burning down their drug fields so they can't fund terror.
Let's move over to the situation with Iran. Of course, you and I talked a few weeks ago, and you said that it could be as soon as 9 months before the Iranians have a deployable nuclear weapon. Now they're saying that they're pursuing 10 additional uranium enrichment facilities. And just today, I believe it is, the Iranian president saying, yes, this is going to happen, and there's nothing Israel can do about it. How should we read that development?
Well, he's basically saying there's nothing that Obama will do about it. The Iranians are reading the Afghan declaration of 18 months and we run home with our tail tied between our legs as a Jimmy Carter, liberal left, appeasement president, and they know how to deal with that type of president. They plan on fully going nuclear next year. They don't believe the United States will stop them, and they are believing that the U.S. will stop Israel from attacking them, but they're dead wrong. I know Prime Minister Netanyahu, I am a personal friend. I'm the person who recommended him for his first government appointment when I was advising Prime Minister Begin. Netanyahu will, in fact, attack Iran. The attack will probably come in the first 6 months of next year, 1,100 hard targets and the 7 primary reactors. He doesn't want to do it. The solution I wrote in my book, Atomic Iran, that's out, they can buy it on Amazon quickly, but that book says bankrupt Iran. You can do it in 90 days with an oil embargo, and it has to be done. It'll save Iranian lives, it'll save Jewish lives, and it'll save American lives.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Evans, the book Atomic Iran, Countdown to Armageddon. And obviously, as you mentioned last time, Dr. Evans, you don't think that President Obama has the stomach for that decisive economic action. So what is his strategy?
Well, fundamentally, He's trying to convince the Middle East mullahs, madrasas, and mosques that he's their friend. He thinks he can win them over, and he can't. These people know how to deal with the West. They hate the West. They hate America, and he's dead wrong. I think the only solution to this is the American people rising up and screaming their heads off until the president gets the message. That's why I wrote the book, Atomic Iran, because I'm trying to get to the American people. I don't believe Obama's going to change his position. I think the only way he'll do it is the American people demand that he do it. Listen, it's not complicated in Afghanistan. Burn the drug fields down, and there's no money to find terror. kill al-Qaeda and only al-Qaeda. You don't need 100,000 troops in Afghanistan to kill al-Qaeda. Yeah, you need it if you want a nation build or reform the Taliban, which isn't going to happen. But I don't like this operation because basically it's getting our eye off the ball. Iran's going nuclear. If they go nuclear, they're going to have a nuclear arms race among all Gulf Sunni states, and it will usher in Armageddon. You can be sure of that. 200-mile Gulf with trillion-dollar nuclear arms race, we will have unspeakable hell to pay.
Dr. Evans, let's put the two together now. Let's say that in 18 months we do pull out or begin pulling out the bulk of our forces from Afghanistan, and at the same time we've done little to nothing in terms of discouraging Iran from its nuclear ambitions, and by that point, as you've mentioned before, they could have deployable nuclear weapons. What will the stability of the region look like then?
Living hell. You'll have terrorism increased by at least 400% in the Middle East. All the Shia pockets in the Gulf oil states will be a flame on fire. They'll begin spreading their caliphate to the west. You'll have nuclear umbrella keeping them. You'll have a nuclear arms race among all the Gulf oil states will be in the trillions of dollars funded by Russia. And then you'll have a new weapon of choice called enriched uranium lead-lined backpacks. There's been 20,000 terrorist attempts in the state of Israel, but none have been with enriched uranium. This new weapon of choice, instead of killing dozens at a time, it'll kill thousands at a time. And God forbid that 10 kilotons ends in the back of a truck, because if it does, or in the trunk of a car, it could kill a million people in a heavily populated city like New York.
So you believe that it's more likely that they would actually use the weapons than hang them over the head of the Israelis or anyone else they wanted to in order to try?
No, they'll use them because the 12ers, which were outlawed under Khomeini, which Ahmadinejad, the president, is a 12er, and there's approximately 16 million 12ers now in Iran. The 12ers are hell-bent on an apocalypse. They believe it's going to usher in the 12th descendant of Muhammad, and that all the demis, the Christians and the Jews, will bow down and be converted to Islam or be beheaded. So they're not going to back down from this apocalyptic vision. He thinks he's John the Baptist, and he's gonna bring in, usher this in. He's willing to die for it, and they're willing to sacrifice Iran for it.
Dr. Evans, in terms of the recent unrest in Iran, we've talked about the timetable for a nuclear weapon. What about the timetable for a popular uprising that would be successful, and what can be done to facilitate that?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Obama has checkmated the Iranian people. When the Iranian people rose up and were in prison for rising up, Obama had a golden opportunity. That's all he had to do is not give, just say no, not give the president of Iran a visa, an American visa to come to the United Nations to legitimize this fraudulent election. I had a national campaign begging him not to do that, but he gave it to him. He gave him the privileged U.S. visa and legitimized him. And now those who rose up were not supported by the United States, so they will not rise up again because they know that they're going to be thrown under the bus.
Dr. Evans, unfortunately our time is up, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Delighted. They can go to Amazon and get Atomic Iran. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers this year, and I think they'll like it very much.
The book is Atomic Iran, Countdown to Armageddon. Dr. Mike Evans is considered a leading expert on the Middle East crisis. He's also a columnist for WorldNet Daily. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.